It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. The University of Iowa is reconfiguring two former offices in its Iowa Memorial Union to serve as full-time prayer spaces that will primarily serve the university's Muslim faculty, staff, and students. Joining me in the studio to talk about this is Saad Ansari, president of the University of Iowa Muslim Student Association. Saad, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
So this, I understand, is a longstanding request for this space. Why is it needed?
So one thing that's unique about Muslims is that we're required to pray five times a day. I'm a senior here at the University of Iowa, and I can remember coming here my freshman and sophomore year, going between classes, and, you know, it's time for our evening prayer, it's time for our night prayer. And I have class, I have 10 minutes, I need to pray really quickly. There's no convenient, private, secure place to pray. Sometimes I find a corner of a building. Sometimes, you know, I'm not feeling as strong, you know, and I miss it and I go home and I don't feel, you know, as good about myself coming home. So having this space is a tremendous step for Muslims just to fulfill their basic responsibilities, you know, as a Muslim.
Mm-hmm. So Christians listening, not too familiar maybe with Muslim prayer, might say, well, as a Christian, I can just go anywhere, be alone for a few minutes in my thoughts and have some prayers. But what is involved with Muslim prayer that makes a room, a sort of special type of room, required?
Sure. So I guess I can talk about kind of the ritualistic aspect of it. So one thing for Muslims is that we have a certain ritual we go through when we go through prayer. And it's a very private kind of action. You know, when we're in that prayer, we're focused on nothing else. We're not paying attention to what's behind us, what's around us. You know, all our thoughts are focused on God and, you know, what our religion means to us and the words we're saying in our prayer. So some kind of issues that come up is that since this is such a very personal and deep thing, you know, a lot of us don't feel comfortable in a public space. People are going behind us, past us.
And you're on your knees.
Yes, yes, we are. And then we are even bound. We're touching the ground as well. And then I feel like the bigger concern, especially in this time that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, rhetoric from political candidates with, you know, Islamophobic thoughts, that we don't feel safe. You know, when we're on the ground and praying, someone can come behind us and anything could happen. And it's it can be kind of scary as well. So some of the things that would kind of alleviate these issues is somewhere that's private. And also coming that sense is five daily prayers, spanning through the entire day, someplace that's accessible, mm-hmm. central. And that is something that we didn't have before and something that we have now.
Mm-hmm. The Memorial Union is centrally located on the University of Iowa campus. In the configuration, two rooms, one room for men, one for women. People might need an explainer. Why don't women and men pray together in Islam?
Sure. So there's a couple kind of things related to it. So when it comes to our rituals, when we're praying in a group that we call a jamaat, that the men pray in front of women. And it has nothing to do about equality. It's just there's multiple reasons people can give you. The one I like to give is just a human nature thing. If men are praying behind women, maybe they might not be inclined to be as focused. So it just kind of –
You get distracted is what you're saying. All right.
We're humans just like everyone else. So I'm sure there's probably more rationale logic behind it. But that's kind of the reason I like to kind of give out.
Okay.
So kind of going into kind of the logic of the situation. Another thing is just comfort as well. A lot of our Muslim sisters, they come from like very conservative backgrounds and they may not feel comfortable, you know, praying in the same room as men. Obviously, we had the unique opportunity that we could, you know, find a proper solution to this. If there was a circumstance that there's only one room, I'm sure we would have made do with that as well.
I see that in the student newspaper at the University of Iowa that I was reading an article about this in that many Muslim students, and you refer to this, faculty, mm-hmm. staff, report to feeling some tension on campus. And this is why you seek this kind of discreet place. Have you personally, Saad, felt this tension? What causes the tension, if you have, or have you heard of it from other Muslims at the university?
So I think I've been very fortunate. I don't think I've felt as much of this tension as other students. But I feel like it stems from the fact that there's just a lot of misinformation in the media. You know, and especially during this time, you know, when the, you know, the political, you know, race for president is on its way, and you hear, you know, comments from some candidates that we're going to ban all Muslims from entering the United States.
Donald Trump, yes.
I was born and raised here in America. I consider this my home. Where am I supposed to go back to?
Where else would you consider home if you're born and raised here? Of course you consider it your home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like we made steps to kind of alleviate these issues. You know, I feel like, talks like this, you know, go a long way. Is that we're normal human beings. We're normal students. We're normal Americans just like you. We just have a little bit difference in our faith. You know, the mosque, the IOC mosque, every month they host a program. And I believe this either this coming weekend or two weekends, they're holding an event at the main library that talks about what is Sharia law and to try to alleviate some of those misconceptions because it's not some sort of evil, you know, barbaric law. You know, there's actually a lot of great things in it. And I feel like if people just listen to us and, you know, have a little bit more understanding, they'll understand that, you know, we're no different. We just have a little bit of difference in faith.
Okay. Very quickly, I'm sorry I only have like 30 seconds for you to respond to this, but you mentioned presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton in the debate last night said she sees American Muslims as very important in the fight against extremist terror, recognizing Muslims here in the U.S. that might become radicalized so that something may be done to prevent any violence. Do you see that as a role for the Muslim community here in Iowa?
I mean, when it comes down to being a Muslim, our religion does not advocate for any type of violence or this radicalism that we're seeing. You know, all we need to do in our mosque is just to preach, you know, love for our religion and follow what it teaches us. And there won't be these issues that we're seeing in the world.
Saad Ansari, president of the University of Iowa Muslim Student Association, thanks for the time and explaining the need for the Muslim prayer rooms at the University of Iowa.
Thanks, Ben.